You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is March 18th, 2024, and I am MP Holmes. As the House of Commons prepared to debate and vote on questions related to the hostilities in Palestine, several families within Kitchener are left powerless while their loved ones find they cannot get out of Gaza. Shatha Mahmoud, an organizer of the Palestinian Youth Movement in Kitchener, described the plight of one family in KW whose uncle was waiting for a Canadian visa.
The people of Gaza have to go through such an intricate and convoluted process that people are starving to death before they're even able to set foot into Canada. So I'm thinking of the case of a family in KW whose uncle just passed away. And it was so difficult for them because they said to me, I wish he had died from a bomb and not from something that we could have prevented. And they spent thousands and thousands of dollars in legal fees and also in trying to pay off the border to let him through. And that is the current situation for folks trying to get those visas processed. As for the rest of Gaza, they're just either being brutalized by bombs, by slow starvation, or by disease.
The safety of innocent civilians in Gaza has been a pressing issue that has garnered attention globally. In December 2023, Canada announced an emergency visa process that has been a source of contention, with many groups arguing that it imposes unreasonable demands on individuals seeking refuge from a war-torn zone. Shatha highlights these convoluted and detail-laden application processes for emergency visas.
Canada said that they would allow 1,000 people to come in from Gaza, you know, because this is a war zone and they're trying to bring the people to safety. But the process, the application process is so convoluted that I don't think more than like 200 have come here from the past 5 months. Basically, what happens is you have to first apply for a reference number. That reference number takes months to come through. Once you get that reference number, they ask things like tattoos on your body, the first employment since you were 16 years old. They ask for social media pages. They ask for things that people like in their day-to-day lives could not provide, more or less someone living during a war zone, during a genocide. And you can imagine if someone is 70 years old, how are they supposed to find their employment since they were 16 years old? Why should they be handing off social media pages? Why should a three-year-old have to provide social media pages?
Kitchener Centre MP Mike Morris has regularly highlighted the challenges faced by Palestinians in Gaza. He told CKMS News that, as far as he knows, not one Palestinian has been able to escape from Gaza through the Canadian Emergency Visa Program. Canada has not been able to get people out, but the Icelandic National Broadcasting Service reported on March 8th that the Icelandic government has rescued at least 72 people out of Gaza.
Yeah, just it's really disappointing that we haven't seen more progress from the federal government when it comes to getting people out, and particularly when it comes to the very arbitrary cap, the 1,000 temporary resident visa applications. We need to see stronger programs in place, and we need to see folks getting out. So far to date, we still do not have any evidence of any temporary resident visa holders getting out of Gaza.
Morris also described a mother of two Kitchener Centre residents who has a visa but is not on an evacuation list to leave Gaza.
But we have an example of someone from a mother of two folks in our community who has her TRV, her temporary resident visa. I have written the minister about her case. I've spoken with the minister about her case. We've been in correspondence with the minister's office, and she remains in Gaza. We have been unable to date to get her added to an evacuation list. I'm told by the minister that there are other states that are precluding this person from getting out. But even an example of someone with a family member from our community and having a TRV holder that is in Gaza right now, it's very frustrating that we've yet to see her added to the evacuation list.
Critics of the government's response to Gaza point to the federal government's approval of more than 960,000 visas for Ukrainian refugees. As of the end of last month, over 250,000 Ukrainian refugees have already entered Canada. Shatha, describe how bad the situation is for people waiting.
So the situation is, I would say deadly. The entire community, 2 million people are currently displaced right now. It is almost 200 days into this genocide, what the ICJ has ruled fits within the premise of what is considered a genocide. People are not dying just from, hundreds and thousands of bombs being dropped on them. People are being starved to death. And we have people that we have been connecting with trying to bring them here to Canada from Gaza, who in the waiting period for their visas to be accepted, because it is such a convoluted process, a process that was not afforded to Ukrainian refugees.
MP Morris also noted discrepancies in the refugee visa process.
Well, this is true not just with respect to folks in Gaza, to Palestinians in Gaza, but those fleeing from Sudan is another example. There are significant discrepancies. And what I've been calling on this government to do is to follow what they have done with Ukraine and provide similar measures in four other parts of the world. That gives us a standard for others to have similar access to. And when it comes to both Palestinians in Gaza and those in other parts of the world, we've been advocating for that standard to be used. So I would say it's not just a double standard. It is a convoluted mishmash of policies depending on which country we're speaking about. And this government should have a more uniform approach that does far better for Palestinians in Gaza, for folks in Sudan, and others.
CKMS News asked Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Canada to comment on the emergency visa situation, and they replied with a statement over email that read, Canada has introduced special measures to support temporary residence for extended family members of Canadian citizens and permanent residents in Gaza. To support the movement of Palestinians out of Gaza and to protect the health and safety of Canadians, a multi-stage security screening approach has been developed. To apply for a temporary resident visa under these special measures, applicants must submit a crisis web form with all the required documents. As of March 11, 2024, Canada has 986 applications accepted into processing. The Government of Canada has put forward names of people who passed preliminary eligibility and admissibility reviews to cross the Rafah border. On Monday, March 18th, Parliament will vote on a motion introduced by the NDP, which will include debate on the emergency visa system and lifting the arbitrary cap on temporary resident visa applications. This will be the first opportunity since October 7th that MPs will be asked to vote individually on questions related to the situation in Gaza. MP Morris encourages Canadians to contact their MP and urge them to support motions that prioritize humanitarian assistance for Palestinians in Gaza.
This is the opportunity to apply pressure in light of these party positions. We have seen MPs in the Liberal Party, for example, vocalize their support in advance, which is different than their party's position. And often that is as a result of folks advocating to that person. And so it is a really constructive moment for that advocacy for those across the country who are similarly concerned about this discrepancy and this policy when it comes to a very arbitrary cap on temporary resident visa applications from Gaza at a time when this government has recognized that they have finally called for a ceasefire in light of, advocacy from Muslim, Arab, Palestinians right across the country and their allies. We know their positions can change. However, this position, when it comes to helping folks get out, does not align with their position on a ceasefire. And this is a moment to let MPs know how folks feel about this, I'd encourage to consider reaching out to your MP to encourage that person to support this motion that all MPs will be voting on the floor of the House of Commons.
The motion will be debated in the House on Monday, March 18th, and then voted for on Tuesday, March 19th. For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I am MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.